Hey there, you're listening to the Chamber Connection podcast, conversation to keep you connected, featuring members, partners, and friends of the Ord Area Chamber of Commerce. Hello, everyone, and thank you again for joining me for another episode of the Chamber Connection podcast. Today's episode is full of so much goodness, which is why I'm so excited to share it with you. For episode 16, I'm joined by Lindsay Gum Roberts. If you've ever had the pleasure of meeting Lindsay, you know she exudes passion for her community. Lindsay and I sat down to talk about the events recently that led to her newly formed nonprofit that benefits community and their first upcoming fundraiser happening on Saturday, October 29th in Burwell. Hearing Lindsay speak was nothing short of inspirational, and I cannot wait to see the goodness this new nonprofit creates for Central Nebraska. So please enjoy Lindsay. Well, hello, Lindsay, and welcome to the Chamber Connection podcast. I am really excited to learn about this event you've created, but first I want to talk about kind of why you're doing it. So tell us a little bit more about Save the Pumpkins.
Hi, Katie. Thank you for having me here today. I'm so excited to be here. So Save the Pumpkins. June 3rd of this year, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it's always been a dream of mine to start a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And it just wasn't the right time to do that. So what better way than when you get diagnosed with cancer than to start a nonprofit?
Yeah, yeah. Most people would think of themselves and you thought of others.
Well, it's all about community. And that's the name of our nonprofit is called Sandhill Strong. Okay. And that's what I want it to be about. That's what we want it to be about, is to be about community. There is so many other great organizations and nonprofits that are already started and well established in our community. And I felt like I wanted just to help bring another avenue for them to raise awareness or funds for their cause. So we don't really want to take over anybody's niche or any fundraising for ourselves. We want to help other nonprofits raise awareness and funds.
Yeah. So you're a nonprofit for the nonprofits.
Yes, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. So with this first one, with our first event, I did want to do something special, and that's where we came up with this Trek or Treat to Save the Pumpkins. So this first event that we're holding, the proceeds are going to be split two ways, for the Cure and for Sandhill Strong. So for the Cure is a local nonprofit based out of Burwell, and they give their proceeds from their nonprofit to local cancer patients that are either going through treatment or need funds to help with treatment. Mm-hmm. So it's really a great organization that's already set up. And so that's half of the proceeds. And then the other half of the proceeds will go to our Sandhill Strong to get started for accounting and all of that every year maintenance fee.
Yeah. So do you feel like in the future your fundraisers will always kind of benefit cancer nonprofits, or do you have an idea for a wide variety?
Wide variety.
Cool.
Yeah. So community. So if someone wants to raise money to build a new building, you know, like a nonprofit, we would be so interested in that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, you know, the fairgrounds wants to put new bleachers in. We would be interested in helping them, you know, put on an event to help raise money for whatever project they're wanting to do.
That's cool. So do you have like an overall, like, do you have a mission statement for your nonprofit, or is it just benefit community?
Yeah, we do have a mission statement. We're working on finalizing it. So we became official last week, but we're still, we still, after our first event, we're going to sit down and, you know, put together exactly what we want our mission statement to say, and kind of put our region in, you know, probably within a 60-mile radius, Central Nebraska, anywhere that needs help, we're going to be there.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think it's really easy for when medical emergencies or dramatic events happen to us to kind of go in and think only about our, like, you know, that's a time where you get to think about yourself and you thought about others. And I think that's really inspiring of you to do that. So now let's get into this event coming up, because I think it's so incredible. So tell us, what is a trek retreat?
Yes. So we are going to have a 5K run, a 5K walk, or a 1 mile fun walk. It's going to be on October 29th in downtown Burwell. We also have a costume contest.
Ooh. Yeah, because that is Halloween weekend.
It is Halloween weekend. Yeah. Yes. So, and if you aren't interested in the walk or the run, or maybe even the contest or the costume contest, we are going to have a fall festival alongside of this at the Green Thumb.
Oh, cool.
In Burwell. And we're going to have a free will donation pancake feed. And that's going to be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And along with that, we're going to have a petting zoo, a pumpkin decorating station, yard games, and a bake sale.
Wow. Lots happening.
Yes. And then also, we're going to do a live auction at noon.
Oh, cool.
And with a race awards to follow.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So the live auction, we have a really cool, like, custom designed bracelets.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We have a gun. We have artwork. We have probably one of my favorite items on this auction is pie for a year.
Oh,
baked
my gosh.
By the one and only my grandma, Margie Gum.
Oh, I cannot. I'm definitely going to come bid on that.
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
So she is well known for her baking. And so you will receive, if you get this on the live auction, pie monthly for a year.
That's awesome.
Yes.
She's going to start a business, like a pie of the month club.
Yes.
After this.
It would become famous, definitely.
Okay, so you kind of mentioned all the things happening. So tell me more about how can I participate in the actual race?
Yes, that's great. So we have paper registrations at the Green Thumb, Gum Auction and Realty, Team Physical Therapy, and Insurance of the Heartland. So the paper registrations, those are available, and you can actually register the day of the race as well.
Oh, cool.
Now, we also have online registration, and it's runsignup.com, and you just search for Trek Retreat to Save the Pumpkins or Burwell, Nebraska, and you can sign up online. So the deadline to have a t-shirt for race day was yesterday. But that's okay. We're going to do a second order, and the t-shirts will come in again after the race.
So you can still get a t-shirt.
You can still, yep, you can still get a t-shirt. It will just be after race day. So online or in person is where you can register.
Nice. So let's see, the 5K runner walk, 1 mile walk, and everyone gets to dress up. That
yes.
Sounds fun. And so if I'm not a runner, which I'm not going to put that stereotype on me, but I think we can all assume I'm not. How can I support this event without participating in the run and walk?
Yeah, that's a great. So actually, before the date actually happens, we have a silent auction going on our Facebook. Mm-hmm. So if you go to Save the Pumpkins on Facebook, we have a, I think there's about 14 items that you can bid on, and those end next Wednesday, October 26th. That silent auction ends October 26th. There's anything from Husker volleyball tickets to women's Husker basketball to really awesome gift packages that have been donated by local businesses. So if you don't want to participate or can't be there that day, you can bid on silent auction, the virtual auction. But we also have the option of signing up for the 5K virtual. So if you're going to be out of town, or maybe you want to invite a friend that lives outside of central Nebraska, they can do the virtual 5K.
Oh, cool.
And we'll mail them a t-shirt in the mail.
Oh, cool. That's great.
Yeah.
So you kind of mentioned give us like an outline of where this is all happening. So where's the race going to start?
Yep. So the race is going to start at Gum Auction and Realty.
Okay.
And that's 184 Grand Avenue. Registration is going to start about 9 a.m. on that Saturday. And the spot is providing donuts.
Ooh.
And the hub is providing coffee for check-in.
Ooh, I might sign up just for a donut.
Yes.
But, so there's other options for them non-runners. So tell me, where are
yes.
the other goodies happening?
Yes. So the pancake feed Is happening at the Green Thumb, which is 754 G Street in Burwell, Nebraska. And that pancake feed is going to be from 9 to 2. And Normal Roasting has donated the coffee for that.
Ooh.
Yes, we have.
Is your grandma making the pancakes too?
It's actually my dad.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Well, dads do make the best pancakes.
So. They do. They do. My dad and brother are in charge of the pancakes. So I think it's going to be great. And then Loaded Bar is also going to be there as well.
Ooh.
And they have Bloody Marys and mimosas for purchase. So we have a wide variety. We have two great coffee shops in Burwell, and both of them are providing coffee for our day, which is just fantastic.
Yeah.
And all the supplies for the pancake feed was provided by Burwell Get Fit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the new gym.
Yep. Awesome.
Yes. So that's fantastic.
Good and for their business. Too.
Yeah, it's great.
To eat a bunch of pancakes.
Yes. And then I need to go walk on the treadmill. But so, you know, what's really great about this nonprofit and this event, it's about community.
Mm-hmm.
We've had over 70 businesses from Central Nebraska sponsor this event.
Yeah.
And that's just really special and just says a lot about our local businesses and how willing they are to just step up for a great cause.
Yeah. Yeah. So you kind of mentioned the online auction happening right now on Facebook. I saw some really cool stuff. So you can bid on those items right now.
Yep, you can bid on them right now. If you go to Save the Pumpkins on Facebook, there is a album there. And they have all of the items there. You can see pictures of them. And then also in the description in the comments, it tells you exactly what's included.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, well, for one more time, let's just mention or share... What's the goal for event? And tell us again where, if I give my money to this event, where it's going to.
Yep, that's great. So the proceeds from this event will go to For the Cure and Sand Hill Strong. For the Cure was started by Dale and Peg Prickett in Burwell, Nebraska. Both of their parents got cancer, and they saw the need for how much it cost to go through just treatment alone, to travel to it, stay at it, food, anything. And they just thought that it would be so wonderful to start something to help to give back to local cancer patients.
That's great. That's great. You kind of mentioned this, but I think looking at the Facebook page and looking at your flyer with all the sponsors, it's just so incredible to see the amount of businesses who have rallied behind this. And I mean, I saw sponsors from Burwell and Valley County, and I even saw sponsors from like outside of neighboring counties. And I think it's just such a testament, you know, underneath all of this other great stuff, it's just really such a great testament to support in small communities, especially support small businesses, provide communities for causes like this. And it's really just a great reminder for us to shop local, because when tragedy strikes or when people in the community or need support or events like this take place, the local businesses are going to be there. It's not going to be Walmart and Hy-Vee and all those other big box stores. It's going to be the grocery store next door. And I think it's really, this event is so incredible and is doing so many great things. And I think that is one that really needs to be highlighted as well. But
yeah, thank you. I totally agree. I have always been a proponent of, you know, shop local, support local, and we have such great businesses in Central Nebraska. I mean, everything that we need is right here, and these businesses, they have supported, you know, everything from the T-ball team to this event. They step up and they make a difference in our communities.
Yeah. So your dollar, while you may think you're spending more, is going to support your community in a big way. So yeah, that's really great. I'm so excited for this event.
We are too.
I really am going to come bid on that pie for a year now. I can't believe that's a prize and I love it. And
yes,
I'm going to try out this pancake feed. And but yeah, this sounds amazing and I can't wait. And I'm just so proud of the cool things you're doing with this.
Well, thank you, Katie.
Yeah.
We absolutely love the Ord Chamber and we're so excited to be a new member. And we just can't wait for the future events.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks again for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Chamber Connection podcast. If you'd like to stay up to date on all things Save the Pumpkins and future fundraising events by this nonprofit, be sure to visit their Facebook and Instagram pages linked in the show notes. Don't forget to head to Burwell on Saturday, October 29th for the first annual Trucker Treat.